The third apparition of Our Lady wasn't a comforting vision. It was a thunderclap from heaven, echoing down the corridors of time. This was one of the greatest warnings and consolations ever given to mankind. A spiritual explosion at the very center of history. Mr. Marto, the father of Francisco and Jancita, recalled what happened just before the apparition began. He described a mysterious change in nature. A cool breeze passed through the hills, the bright summer sun dimmed, and a strange cloud hovered over the little holm oak. He even heard a particular buzzing sound, like fleas trapped inside an empty jug. What was all this? It was nature itself responding to the descent of the Queen of Heaven. Then Our Lady appeared. Lucia, with innocent boldness, asked, "What does your grace wish of me?" Our Lady answered, "Continue to pray the rosary every day in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary, to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war, for she alone can be of any avail." This praise, "she alone," rings like a bell across the ages. At a time when monarchies were collapsing, when ideologies were preparing to flood the 20th century with blood, Our Lady declared, only she could bring peace. Not parliaments, not diplomats, not armies. Only she. Lucia then asked for a miracle so that all would believe. Our Lady didn't rebuke her. Instead, she promised, "In October, I will tell you who I am and what I wish. I will perform a miracle so that many may believe." And she did. That was the miracle of the sun, witnessed by over 70,000 people.